以前我说要考。
And I mentioned before, I'm going to give you a test. I think I have given you some stress about this.
那我就不采取考的方式。
So I decide not to test you.
我就采取我问我答。
So I'm going to do in a format. I ask a question and I will answer by myself.
但是你们要好好听。
However, I'm going to ask you to pay attention to it.
我重复多了。
As I repeat more often,
每次都这样重复。
If I keep on repeating it,
那你们就不会把过去听的丢掉了。
Then you won't relinquish what you have heard before.
我们以前讲过认识神，对吗？
We have talked about that we have to know God, isn't it?
对，我要有一个注解。
So I have to put an annotation to it.
我来问，我自己答。
I'm going to ask the question and I'm going to answer for my own questions.
如果你也能答。
However, if you could answer it,
那就太好了。
That would be great.
啊。
Then say it out loud.
为什么要认识神呢？
Why do we need to know God?
为什么？哦。
Why?
哦。
To glorify, 是要去荣耀他。
哦。那个是荣耀神里边的啊。
That's part of glorify God.
因为我讲了认识神、等候神和荣耀神。
Because I have mentioned that we have to know God, wait for God, and glorify God.
我们之所以要认识神
，The reason why we need to know God，
因为我们信的是这个神。
Because He is the one who we put our faith in.
我们信的这个神有什么性情呢
？And what is the characteristic, what are the characteristics of the one who, whom we put faith in?
也就是有些什么神性呢?
So what divine attributes does he have?
或者说他有什么美德呢?
Or we talk about what are the good moral characters does he have?
所以我们要知道啊。
And therefore we need to know him.
那么神的美德就是荣耀。
What are the attributes of him? That's glory, mercy, kindness,
圣洁,
holiness,
怜悯,
mercifulness,
公义,
righteousness,
等等,
etc.
我们要知道这是我们所相信的神他的美德。
We need to know this is the God who we believe in.
认识这些有什么用呢?
So what are the benefits of knowing the attributes of God?
因为圣经说认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
Because according to the scripture, by knowing his, the Son of God, we are able to become mature.
所以我们要认识神。
And therefore, to be mature, we need to know God.
我们为什么要等候神呢?
And then why do we need to wait for God?
因为那看不见的我们是要等候。见到这个义得以实现
Because whatever was unseen, we need to wait in order to see the righteousness of, to be fulfilled.
我们现在等候耶稣再来
We are waiting for the second coming of Jesus.
我们等候啊，神让我们重新得力
We are waiting for the Lord so that we can regain our strength again.
所有这些都是要等候的
All of this that we need to wait for.
所以圣经说，那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
And therefore, to according to scripture, for those who wait for the Lord will regain their strength.
必如鹰展翅上腾。
Like an eagle can soar to above.
奔跑奔走却不疲乏。
And walk and will not be weary.
行走却不困倦。
It will not be tired.
那么为什么要荣耀神呢?
And why do we need to glorify God?
第一，神本来就是至高至荣的。
First, that He is worthy of receiving all the glory.
因为这个天地万物是他所创造的。
For He has created the heavens and the earth.
而且是他在主宰。
Because he is the one who is in control.
所以他是本来就是至啊万王之王万主之主。
And therefore he deserved to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以我们荣耀他是配得的。
And Therefore, we need to worship him and glorify him because he's worthy.
另外一方面，为什么要荣耀他呢？
And secondly, why do we need to glorify him?
因为神造人的目的就是为了荣耀他。
Because that was the very purpose why he created mankind, is for mankind to glorify him.
就是为了述说他的美德。
So when mankind can glorify him, can express his glorious attributes.
就是为了见证他的荣耀。
It's to testify his glory.
所以我们讲认识神，等候神，荣耀神。
And therefore, we talk about we need to know him, we need to wait for him, and we need to glorify him.
那么你们知道了，你们有些地方是能答的，有些地方还忘掉了，对不对？
And I trust that some of you know how to answer the question I ask, or some of you have forgotten.
所以说我们就不断地重复，不断地提醒自己。
And therefore, we will continue to remind ourselves.
那么在上一讲呢，我们开始讲生命之道。
And from the last sermon I preached, we talk about the way of life.
在生命之道的第一讲里边。
In the very first talk of the way of life,
我们谈到基督徒，我们不是信教。
We talk about we Christians, we don't believe in certain religion.
我们是信什么呢？
Then what do we believe?
我们是信耶稣基督。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
也就是信生命之道。
That is, we trust and put our trust in the way of life.
为什么称之为生命之道呢？
Why we call this the way of life?
因为这个道是有生命的。
Because this way represents life.
它是真的。
It's true.
它是活的。
It's living.
它是看得见的。
It's something we can see.
既然这样。
If this is so.
那如果有人说。
If someone come up and said.
那就请你把这个生命拿出来给我看看吧。
Could you show me this very life you talk about?
要是拿不出来呢。
If you couldn't show me this life.
那你这个道就是假的。
Then whatever you said is in vain.
如果有人向你这样挑战，
If someone came up to you and challenged you like this,
你怎么来回应呢？
How would you respond?
当然，
Of course.
我们可以根据圣经说，
We can quote scripture.
生命的源头在神。
The source of life is in God.
神创造生命。
It is God who created life.
他也就能够把属神的生命新生命赐给我。
And therefore, he can give such a divine living power to us.
赐给那些相信他的人。
To those who believe in him.
但是最直观的答案。
However, the most direct answer.
是什么？
And what should that be?
如果人家说我不知道，你们那个圣经我不知道。
And someone come up to you say, I have no idea about the scripture you believe in.
我也不一定相信。
And I won't put my trust into it either.
那你怎么样来回应他呢？
Then how could you quote the scripture and respond to him?
那个最让人信服的答案。
And the most convincing answer.
是什么？
What is it?
是基督徒生命的见证。
It is the living testimony given by a Christian.
那是他不能不信的。
This is something that people couldn't deny.
本来是一个毒贩。
Perhaps someone was a drug addict.
现在他戒掉了，他重新做人。
And now this person has changed. He become a new person.
他本来是一个很骄傲的人。
The person used to be very proudful and arrogant.
他现在慢慢地变得谦卑了。
And now the person is turning to become more humble.
他本来是一个追求世俗财富、荣耀、地位、金钱的人。
And maybe someone was pursuing the riches and fame of this world.
他现在逐渐逐渐地变成一个把这些当成粪土。
And now this person gradually released them all and treat them as rubbish.
这些生命的见证谁能够否定呢？
And who can deny such a living testimony?
无可推诿。
There is no way to deny it.
那么神改变我们的生命的方式
Then how does God change our life?
有很多
There are many ways he could do it.
神与我们相交就是当中的一个重要的环节
And one way is that he could have fellowship with us, which is an important link.
刚才我们不是读了约翰一书第一章一到十节吗
Didn't we just read First John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 10?
现在我们把第三节和第七节我们来重复一下。
Let us focus attention to verse 3 and verse 7.
你们的这个周报上有啊。
You do have the scripture which is printed on your bulletin.
第三节我们
Verse 3.
啊我们一起来读请。
Let's all read together.
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们使你们与我们相交我们人是乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的第七节
Verse
7我们若在光明中行如同神在光明中就彼此相交他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪这两节经文里边都提到了相交
The word fellowship has appeared in both verses
啊，这就是我们今天所要讲的内容
And this is the content of today's sermon
生命与相交
That is life and fellowship
相交是什么意思
And what does it mean, fellowship?
相交就是交通
That is communication
交流
That is knowing one another
互动
Having interaction
啊，也就是团契
That is fellowship
正如圣经里边所说的
Just like what the scripture said
那是做什么呢
And what does it mean?
那就是彼此劝勉
That is encourage one another
彼此建造
Edifying one another
彼此关怀
Care for one another
彼此相爱
Love one another
这就是相交的意思
That is the meaning of fellowship
那么怎么样才能做到相交呢
And how can we accomplish this, the action of fellowship?
我们从下面三个方面来认识。
We can try to understand this in three aspects.
第一方面
First,
没有生命不能与神相交。
No fellowship, no life, no fellowship.
没有生命不能与神相交。
If you don't have life, you are not able to fellowship with God.
大家都知道，生命能不能够与一个没有生命的东西互动呢
We all know that a living being, would it be possible for a living being to have interaction with a non-living material?
人能够和石头相交吗
Is it possible for a human to interact and have fellowship with a rock?
这是常识，小孩都知道，不会。
This is a common sense. Even kids know it is impossible.
可是有的人说我不是石头啊
And somebody will claim, say, well, I'm not a rock.
我也能吃 能睡我也能 活能走路
I'm able to eat, sleep, I'm able to walk.
我也有呼吸我也有心跳
I have breath, and I'm able, I do have heartbeat.
那我跟神相交应该没问题了
Then it shouldn't be a problem for me to have fellowship with God, isn't it?
不对
No.
为什么
Why?
因为在神看来
Because from God's point of view
活在世界上的人仍然是死人
Those living beings who live on the earth are still considered as dead
那我们来看看两处经文
So let's turn to the scripture
以西结书十八章三十二节说
Ezekiel chapter
十八章
Ezekiel chapter 18
三十二节
Verse 32
这节圣经怎么说呢他说啊主 耶和华说，我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。然后在路加
For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the sovereign Lord, repent and live.
然后路加福音第九章六十节和马太福音八章二十二节都记载这么一个情况。
And both Luke chapter 9 and verse 12.
记载什么情况呢
and also in the book of Matthew, they all record this.
他有一个人呢、啊、要来跟从主耶稣。
It talk about a person try to follow Jesus.
他说啊他要先回去埋葬自己死了的父亲。
It talk about this person say, I would like to go back home and bury my father, to prepare my father's burial.
耶稣怎么说呢
Before I can follow you, then Jesus replied.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
And Jesus replied, "Let the dead bury the dead."
这就很清楚地说明了。
Which indicates,
在神看来
，from God's point of view,
那些人虽然是活在世界上
，even for those people who are living on this earth,
但他们实在是死人。
And yet, they are actually dead.
因为他们没有回头啊。
Because they haven't repent.
他们没有属灵的生命啊。
They don't have spiritual life.
所以神把这些人看作是死人。
And therefore, God considered them as dead.
本来是他父亲死了。
And the person was talking about his father was dead.
他活着的儿子去埋葬他的父亲。
That as a living son, he was about to prepare his father's burial.
但是耶稣说，任凭死人去埋葬死人吧。
And yet, Jesus replied, let the dead bury the dead.
所以，是哪些人才能够与神相交呢？
Then, whom are the people can be considered as people who can fellowship with God?
正确的答案就是，
The correct answer is,
唯有那些具有属灵生命的人，
Only those who have the spiritual life,
他们才能与神相交。
Only them who are qualified to have fellowship with God.
那么人怎么样才能有属灵的生命？
And then how can we human can have spiritual life?
在我们生命之道第一讲里面，我们曾经谈到。
According to the first talk of the way of life, we have talked about it.
只要人真心诚意的相信主耶稣，
If you truly put your heart of believing Jesus Christ,
神就一定会把他的生命赐下。
God will then give his life and give bestowed to you,
叫这些人从罪中活过来。
So those who put their trust in God will have life again,
成为有生新生命的活人。
And become a living soul.
这样的活人，神就可以与他相交。
With new life, living soul with new life, and only for those have new life can fellowship with God.
他也就能够与神相交了。
And he is then in turn able to fellowship with God.
根据这样一个道理。
According to this principle.
所以有的人说啊。
So that people said.
一个人是不是？与神有相交
，whether a person can fellowship with God，
就可以反映出他的生命的状态
，and can reflect the state of his life。
这是很有道理的。
This is very true。
与神相交
，in order to have fellowship with God，
是不是指非要听到直接听到神的声音对他说话？才算数呢？
Does it only mean that when people can hear God's audible voice, only then can be considered as having fellowship with God?
这是一种误解。
This is a myth.
不能这样说。
This is a misconception.
但是如果有人听到了神对他讲话，
And however, if someone truly heard God's word,
那当然是非常宝贵的恩典。
Of course, this is considered a precious gift.
但是如果你自己从来都没听到神对你说过话，
And however, if you have never heard God's voice audibly,
你也不必认为哦，这个神大概是不可以，不可以啊，不能够跟我相交了。
Don't look down to yourself, thinking God won't be able to communicate with you.
为什么不能这样认为呢？
Why don't we think this way?
因为神与人相交啊，并不是只有说他啊对他说话这一种形式。
Because it the way to communicate with God does not restrict it to only the audible communication.
在我们信主的那一刻起
，At the very moment when we believe in God，
神就差派圣灵住在我们心中。
God has sent His Holy Spirit to dwell in our heart，
由他来感动我们，引领我们
，And letting Holy Spirit to inspire and guide us。
他就在与我们互动了。
That He in turn is having fellowship and interaction with us.
那就是神在与你相交。
That very action is the fellowshipping of God with you.
主耶稣特别提醒我们。
That Jesus has reminded us.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't quench the inspiration of Holy Spirit.
记住。
Please remember.
这是非常非常重要的。
Please remember, this is very, very crucial.
你千万不要认为，哎，好像我心里面有一种感动，但是我就不把它当回事，那你就非常糟糕了。
And please don't put out the inspiration and move of the Holy Spirit in your heart.
你和我有遵从神的旨意吗？
Have we followed and submit to God's will?
今天早上我来看见你们，上组织学的标题是遵从寻求主的旨意。
I came earlier today and saw the Sunday school topic is how to follow God's will.
这很好。
This is great.
这就是一种寻求与神相交。
And this is the way we seek to have fellowship with God.
如果你有
，If you have already possessed it.
遵循神的旨意
If you have followed God's will,
而且常常顺服在圣灵的带领之下
and often submit to the inspiration and leading of Holy Spirit,
你遵照主的旨意去行
you follow the will of God,
那就很好
and that will be great.
我们的生命就必定能够大大的成长
then our spiritual life can grow greatly.
人总是会犯错的。
We inevitably we sin and make mistakes.
如果你有犯错
，If we have made any mistakes，
你受到圣灵的责备
，And we were rebuked by the Holy Spirit，
你就认真地认罪悔改。
Then we need to submit to His rebuking and repent.
那也是好的。
And that will be great.
也能够让你的生命成长起来。
That too can help your spiritual life to grow.
不要以为，我不犯错，我生命就成长。
Don't we think as long as we don't make any mistake, our spiritual life could grow?
我犯了错，我生命就长不起来了。
And thinking if I make any mistake, then I cannot grow.
不是这样。
It is not the way.
我记得小的时候，我的外婆常常跟我们讲一句话。
I remember my grandma say a word to me when I was young.
她说一个孩子啊，没有三灾八难是长不大的。
He say if a kid hasn't been through many accidents, the kid won't grow.
就是这个道理嘛。
So you have to been through a lot in order to grow.
不会走路的孩子跌跌撞撞摔跤，他就会走了。
A kid couldn't walk, but he or she keep on falling down, then eventually he or she learned to walk.
所以犯错，挫折是也只要你改正，他就是会长大。
And therefore, making mistakes, transgressions, as long as we repent, we are able to grow.
怕就怕什么？
And then what should we be afraid of?
怕就怕你只不听从神的感动。不听从神的引领。
What things we need to prevent is that we go against and not submitting to his will.
或者是只有感但没有动。
Or we only being inspired and yet there's no action following up.
启示录第三章第一节说。
And Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1 goes like this.
按名，名姓名的名，按名你是活的，其实是死的。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1 according to your name you are life but you are dead.
所以我们千万要警惕。
And therefore we need to be alert.
我们不要效法世界上那些活着的死人。
Let us not follow the living creature of the world and yet they were dead. They are dead.
一个人如果不与神相交，
If a person not to have fellowship with God,
他就不在神的生命上有份。
The person is no longer sharing the living portion of God.
所以这样的人，你们常常会发现，他没有属灵生命的流露。
And therefore, you can find such person couldn't express the living expression from God.
因为圣经说一切都从心里发出来。
Because the scripture tells us, all are the expression of our heart.
它里边有这样一个属灵的生命，它才会有这种生命的流露。
If there is a divine spiritual source within a person, then the person can outflow such nature easily.
如果他心里边没有这种属灵的生命，
If the person doesn't possess any spiritual quality in the person,
他是装不出来。
He couldn't fake it.
他是流露不出来那种生命的。
He couldn't outflow such life.
所以你看，同样一件事情在教会里边有。
And therefore, as we see, if the same thing happened in a church,
有一部分弟兄姐妹很感。
Some brother and sister have a great inspiration and moves because of that incident.
或者喜乐，或者悲伤。
Could be joy or could be sorrowful.
但是有些人他就没有这个喜乐，也没有这个悲伤。
And yet, to others, they feel no feeling and they are indifferent.
这个区别就在于他内在那里边有没有那个属灵的生命。
The difference is whether they possess the spiritual life in them or not.
一个死人当然装不出活人来了。
Of course, a dead person cannot pretend to be alive.
一个有属灵生命的基督徒
a Christian who has spiritual life,
他不仅有圣灵时刻在感动在引领他。
Not only the person constantly have the leading of the Spirit, Holy Spirit,
而且在他读经当中
Not only that, during the person's devotion,
在他祷告当中
during his praying,
都是与神有相交的机会。
It's constantly providing the opportunity the person could fellowship with God.
然而一个没有属灵生命的人
And yet with a person who has no spiritual life,
他读经也好他祷告也好
No matter the person is doing the Bible reading or doing the praying,
他是得不到什么亮光的。
He couldn't be enlightened. The person couldn't be enlightened.
他只有形式上是在读，是在祷告。
The person may follow the form and do put things just into action.
基督徒本来一个真正的基督徒啊
，A true Christian.
他本来是有生命的。
The true Christian should have life.
但是如果他心中隐藏有罪恶
And yet if the person start to hide some sin,
他没有向神认罪
And the person didn't confess to Lord,
他没有向神悔改
He didn't repent to his God,
他的祷告神听不听呢
Will his prayer or her prayer be heard by God?
神不会听
God won't listen.
就像这个有一幅画这么画的啊
，just like a painting
啊，就是这个就像有一层乌云挡住了，
just like a dark cloud has blocked,
你不可能穿过去。
So that you is opaque, that you couldn't see through.
你的祷告不能到达神的面前。
Just like your prayer couldn't reach out to the throne of God.
那你的祷告为什么不能到达神的面前呢？
Why you can, your prayer couldn't reach God?
因为你心里面的罪恶挡住了。
Because the sins in your heart has blocked the communication.
所以神不听。
And therefore God won't listen.
神也不会让这样人的祷告来成全。
God won't allow the prayer of such person to be fulfilled.
一个人不能与神相交啊。
The reason why a person couldn't have fellowship with God.
实际上他是处在一种危险的状态当中。
Actually, the person is putting himself in a very dangerous situation.
必须要警醒，要悔改。
The person need to be alarmed and repent.
这第一方面。
This is the very first aspect.
有生命的才能与神相交。
Only those people who have life, who has life can fellowship with God.
第二方面。
Secondly,
生命不同的不能相交。
Incompatible lives cannot have fellowship.
在哥林多后书第六章十四节说。
And Second Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Goes like this.
他说你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一额，义和不义有什么相交呢？
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common, or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
讲的就是这个道理。
It was talking about this very fact.
生命不同，不能相交。
Incompatible life cannot have fellowship.
不同生命的人，
a person with different life,
他生活在不同的领域里。
The person is living in a different dominion.
生活在世界上的人里面，
those people who live in the world,
他们所贪恋的是什么？
What they were seeking for.
他们所贪恋的是财富
，their fame and riches，
权力
，power，
地位
，position，
和肉体的情欲
，and the lust。
他们是以自我为中心
，they are self-centered。
他们为自己而活
，they live for themselves。
但是一个有属灵生命的基督徒
，and yet a Christian who possess spiritual life，
他已经不再去贪恋那些东西了。
The person no longer lusts and look after all of those earthly things.
他在努力的学习，定睛在主的身上。
And yet he put his endeavor to pursue God.
那才是最宝贵的。
Which is the most precious thing.
他们学习舍己。
They learn to express self-sacrifice.
他们学习爱人爱神。
They learn how to love others and love God.
他们学习为主而活。
They learn how to live for God.
因此他们的价值观、人生观和世界观都有了巨大的改变。
And therefore, their value system of the world has encountered a tremendous transformation and change.
像这样两种不同生命的人呢、啊、
With this two type of person possess different type of life,
虽然都活在同样一个世界里
and even though they are living on the earth together,
但是实际上他们是已经分道扬镳了
and yet in reality, they are actually living on two different tracks.
他们走的完全是不同的两条路
They are walking on two different paths.Of life.
所以他们不能相交。
And therefore, they couldn't have fellowship and communicate to you.
这个道理是很明白的。
And this is very evident.
就不必多讲。
And therefore, I won't go further.
第三方面。
Certainly,
生命相同的能够相交。
Those people who share the same life can have fellowship.
而且要好好相交。
Not only that, they will have a good and deep fellowship.
以西结书三十六章二十六到二十八节说
，Ezekiel chapter 36,
to 38, to verse 26 to 28. 他说，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I'm going to give a new heart. I'm going to replace your heart of stone, to a heart of flesh.
约翰一书，刚才我们读过约翰一书第一章第七节说
，As the passage we just read, First John chapter 1 verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净了我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sins.
这些就说明人必须离开黑暗。
It talk about human, mankind need to depart from darkness.
脱离罪恶，归向主。
Depart their sinful nature and turn back to God.
神就赦免。
Then God will forgive.
神就洗净我们一切的不义。
And God will purify all of our sin.
人就有了行在光明之中的资格了。
Then we are qualified to walk in light.
我们基督徒都是被神拯救的。
We Christians have been saved by God.
我们同为神的儿女。
That we are all children of God.
我们同有一个主。
We share the same Lord.
所以我们之间是能够相交
and therefore we are able to fellowship one another
能够合一的
we are able to be in unity
这是圣经的真理
this is the truth from the scripture
也是我们的信念
and this is what we believe as well
但是我们要注意
however we need to pay attention
如果我们只懂得这个道理
if we only understand this truth
而没有行为
and yet there is no action to back this up
那我们的信念就是死的。
Then what we believe is dead.
就是教条。
It's only become a doctrine.
就是假的。
It's fake. It's phony.
正像约翰一书四章二十节所说。
Just like First John chapter 4 and verse 20.
Yeah. 他说人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄就是说谎的。他啊不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱看不见的神。
Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen.
教会的合一和我们是有啊切身的关系。
The unity of the church is very relevant to our real life.
但是合一不能靠开几次会。
However, the unity cannot be achieved by holding several meetings.
讲几次道。
By hearing several sermons.
就可以做到合一了。
That could be, cannot be accomplished this way.
而是要从我们的生命入手。
But rather, start with our own life.
因为我们的一切的啊表现都是由我们的生命而来的。
Because all we believe, all of our expression comes from what inside of us.
合一啊也是属灵生命的表现之一。
Unity is a spiritual expression of our life.
彼此相爱是主的命令。
Loving one another is the command given by our Lord.
也是合一的表现。
And it's also an expression of unity.
只有彼此相爱
Only by loving one another
才能达到合一。
Only then we can achieve unity.
实际上很多教会都存在不合一的问题。
And actually, there are many problems of unity exist in many churches.
为什么原因呢？
Why is that?
可能有两个方面。
Perhaps we can conclude into two possible reasons.
第一
First,
教会里边有些人 是在做挂名的基督徒。
There are nominal Christians exist in such church.
他们并没有生命。
They have no life.
不能相交。
They are not able to be communicated.
他们就成为合一的拦阻。
And they become the stumbling block for the unity.
第二种情况。
Second possibility.
有些基督徒虽然不是挂名的。
Even though some Christians, they are not nominal Christians.
但是他以重生得救为满足。
And yet they were satisfied as long as they have been saved.
他们不再追求生命的成长。
They no longer pursue the growth of their spiritual life.
因此他们和神之间和兄弟姐妹之间的相交就停顿了。
And therefore they cease the fellowship with God and other brothers and sisters.
这个也妨碍了神的家教会的合一。
And this also hindered the unity of God's family, which is the church.
各位弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
既然我们是有属神生命的，
as long as we do possess the life of God,
我们就应该在基督里加强团契的生活。
And therefore, we should go further and work hard to strengthen the fellowship living in God's house.
彼此劝勉
，that we encourage one another，
彼此建造
，we edify one another，
彼此关怀
，and we care for one another，
彼此相爱
，we love one another，
学习别人的长处
，and learn from other people's strength，
不要看自己比别人强
，don't think we are better than others。
其实有很多东西啊
，and actually there are many areas
是别人有的而自己没有。
Other people have it, but we ourselves, we don't have it.
我们应该有这种智慧。
We need to have such wisdom to discern.
我举一个我自己的例子。
Let me give you an example of myself.
我到美国以后啊。
After I came to America.
那个时候这个电脑啊，这些东西呢，就逐渐就开始普及了。
And computer become more popular at the time.
我就不想去碰它。
And at the time, I have no desire to touch those technologies.
我也不需要用电脑来工作嘛。
I think I don't need a computer to work.
再说这个电脑里面网络上不是有很多问题，很麻烦呢。
And I heard there are many problems on internet. It's only very troublesome.
所以这样一来，我差不多有很长的，我估计有七八年吧。
And because of this, it's somewhere about 7 to 8 years.
我就放弃了对这些的学习。
I gave up of learning technology.
直到后来我到神学院去读书。
Only after then I went to seminary.
因为写论文。
And because we need to write papers.
他不能用手写，一定要打字。
We are now not allowed to write our papers by hand. We need to type in.
我被逼的。
And therefore, I was forced to use technology.
所以那个时候我就不得不再去学习。
And therefore, I forced myself to learn.
至于这个 iPad 的行为我也不会。
And I even have no idea what iPad is doing right now.
后来我就请教我们教会里面一个弟兄。
And then I asked a brother in my church.
拜他为师。
I asked him to be my teacher.
他就来教我怎么这个用这个电脑 iPad.
And he started to teach me how to use iPad.
所以现在我的讲到的这个讲章啊这些东西都是我用 iPad 做出来。
And now I start to write my sermons in iPad.
这些就说明。
This indicates.
人不能认为自己比别人都强。
Let us not think we are better than others.
有好多东西你自己不会。
There are so many things we have no clue about how to begin.
可是在别人看来是 it's easy.
And however, to others, it might be easy thing, a piece of cake.
对了，英文就是这么说的。
Yes, a piece of cake.
可是对我来讲就是这个太麻烦了。
And yet it could be a challenge to myself.
所以我们要应该有这样的智慧。
And therefore, we should have such wisdom.
那么 如果一个人与神常常相交，
If a person who can fellowship with God frequently,
他的生命就和神是互相连接的，
then this person's life is united with God.
他就必然常常在基督里，
then he remain and dwell in Christ.
他就一定会有平安喜乐，
and the person will possess peace and joy.
因为这是神的应许啊，
because this is the promise from God.
若有人在基督里，
whoever is in Christ,
他就有平安嘛，
the person would have peace.
他就有喜乐嘛。
For sure have joy.
你不在基督里，你总说，哎，我怎么没有喜乐？
If you are not in Christ, you may complain, say, how come I don't have peace and joy?
因为神没有应许，你不在基督里，他也给你啊。
Because it wasn't God's promise that someone who does not live in Christ would have peace and joy.
不仅你有喜乐平安，
not only you have peace and joy,
你还有保险。
You also have insurance.
因为神必护佑我们。
Because God will protect us and keep us.
指引他前面的路。
And lead the person's way.
他的生命，他的品格就在不知不觉之中被神不断地改变。
And the life and the character of a person will continuously be shaped and led by God.
这样的人是何等的福气。
What a blessed person that is.
可是有些人他总觉得，这没有必要嘛。
And some people may say to themselves, well, this is not necessary.
我既然已经信主了，我是基督徒，他自然有喜乐，有平安嘛。
As long as I believe in Christ, I should have peace and joy naturally, isn't it?
他自己放弃了。
No, actually, this person gave up. He forsaked.
他自己站在基督的外边。
The person is actually standing outside of Christ.
他反而在埋怨，为什么神对我不公平呢？
The person may start to grumble, how come God is not treating me fairly?
这实在太可惜了。
This is very regrettable.
另外一方面，
In other
我们也不要把与神相交啊，看成是高不可攀的。
Let us not treating having fellowship with God is something unreachable.
好像是非常非常困难的。
And thinking it is so difficult to reach that stage.
这是一个误解。
This is a myth and misunderstanding.
我们举一个简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
大家都知道，我们世界有一个全世界知名的大布道家。
Many of you know there is a most well-known world evangelist.
他叫穆迪啊。
His name is Moody.
啊，这是他是神所重用的一个仆人。
He is a servant used by God.
有一天呢，他讲了好几场的道。
Once he has preached many sessions in a day.
说他非常的疲倦。
So he was exhausted.
他临睡之前呢。
Before he sleep,
他就做了这么一个祷告。
He made a prayer like this.
他主耶稣晚安。
And Lord Jesus, good night.
你做过这种祷告吗？
Have you prayed a prayer like this?
这个好像是太简单了吧？
It seems to be so simple.
出乎我们的意料之外。
It's so unexpected.
但是请我们想一想。
But yet, let's think about it.
他这个祷告里边是不是也给我们有一些启发呀？
Is there anything we can learn from his simple prayer?
启发什么？
And what can we learn from this prayer?
他和神的相交是多么的亲密。
How intimate his relationship he has with God.
所以不要以为祷告就是一定要说出来，大家都觉得哇，他这个不得了，怎么样怎么样？不是的。
So prayer is not something that when you pray, other people feel, wow, your prayer is so eloquent, so spiritual.
当你对神对人的爱自然地流露出来之后，
when you have a genuine love outflowed towards God and others,
那就是神所喜悦的祷告，
that
那就是好祷告。
That is the very prayer that God is looking for, is pleasing to him.
我还记得当我认识到这个祷告的重要之后，
I still remember once I realized the importance of prayer,
我就决心 要天天祷告。
I determined to pray daily.
可是我常常忘记。
And yet I still forgot to pray.
心里面好着急啊。
And I feel so anxious in my heart.
怎么今天又忘记祷告？
I say to myself, how could I forget again?
有什么办法能让我自己不忘掉祷告呢？
Is there any way that I won't forget to pray daily?
后来我就从谢饭祷告里边得到了启发。
And then I realized I can have a, I start to have a new understanding through the prayer before meal.
我想我再忙我总是要吃饭吧。
I say to myself, no matter how busy I was, I still need to eat, isn't it?
我吃饭我就要做谢饭祷告吧。
So before each meal, I need to say grace, isn't it?
那我就抓住那个时间祷告。
And why don't I seize that moment and start to pray at the time?
不就不能忘了吗？
Then I won't forget.
果然。
Then,
从那个以后。
Ever since then,
每天我至少有三次祷告。
I pray at least three times a day.
因为我吃三次饭了。
Because I need to eat three meals a day.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
And therefore, brothers and sisters.
只要我们决心去做。
If, as long as we could make a determination.
办法总是会想出来。
There are many ways that we can achieve what we want to do.
有了办法。
Once we know a way.
就坚持下去。
Then we persist.
坚持就必定大有好处。
Once we persist, we will be benefited.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
让我来把今天的信息做一个简短的小结。
Let me summarize today's sermon.
相交是什么意思呢
？What does it mean fellowship？
相交就是交通、交流、互动，也就是团契。
Fellowship means having communication, having heart-to-heart talk, and it means communion.
团契做什么？
And why do we need fellowship?
就像圣经上所说的。
It's just like what the scripture says.
彼此劝勉。
It's to encourage one another.
彼此建造。
To edify one another.
彼此关怀。
To care for one another.
彼此相爱。
To love one another.
但是
Nevertheless,
没有生命的不能跟神相交。
No life, no communication with God.
有生命不同的不能相交。
Incompatible life, there is no communication.
生命相同的能够相交。
Sharing the same life, then...We are able to have fellowship.
而且要好好相交。
Not only having fellowship, but having a good fellowship.
所以各位弟兄姐妹。
And therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们有属灵的生命。
We do have spiritual life.
我们当然能够与神相交。
Of course, then we are able to fellowship with God.
我们彼此也能够相交。
And also help us to have fellowship to one another.
而且要亲密的相交。
Not only have fellowship, but having fellowship intimately.
让我们的生命在相交当中不断地被改变。
So that our life can be transformed constantly in our fellowship.
成为美好的见证。
To become a beautiful testimony.
成为世人的祝福。
And become a blessing of the people in this world.
好，让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow our head.And pray.
慈爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
爱我们的恩主耶稣基督
Our gracious Lord who loves us so much, Jesus Christ.
感谢你拯救我们的，感谢你拯救的大爱
Thank you for your saving grace.
感谢你赐给我们属灵的新生命
Thank you for giving us a new spiritual life.
感谢你的教导
Thank you for your teaching.
我们愿意遵从你的教导。
We are willing to submit and follow your teaching.
行在光明之中。
So that we can live in light.
与你相交。
So that we can have fellowship with you.
与弟兄姐妹相交。
To have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
彼此劝勉，彼此建造，彼此关怀，彼此相爱。
Encourage one another, edify one another, care for one another, and love one another.
改变生命。成为美好
To let life be transformed to become beautiful.
彰显出你的荣耀
so that we can express your glory, to become blessings to others. May God's name lead us, help us, so that our life can have a deep and constant fellowship with you, to be united with you, so that we can remain in Christ,
有平安，有喜乐，有盼望。
To have peace, joy, and hope.
以上的感恩和祈求是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.